How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like, what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like,
got two songs for you.
All right now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
All right, it's Friday morning. Time for some live music from a band who've had a very big year indeed. The Temper Trap. Good morning, Temper Trap.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Nice. We've got three members currently at the moment with us. Dougie, Joseph and Lorenzo. Hello.
How are you going?
Hello. Finishing up your big tour with Coldplay on Wednesday night. You've been all over the place. You've got the Aries next week as well. What's it like touring with bloody Coldplay?
Catering's good for a change.
Great.
Because we can't afford it, yeah. So it's good to mooch off someone else's catering rider.
That's nice.
It's always something ridiculous playing and then Coldplay coming on after you, and the production is just so amazing that it makes you feel a little bit inferior. But
it's
still fun.
Such a big stage as well. How did you guys set up?
We were just kind of shoved towards the front of the stage. they were actually very nice and gave us quite a bit of room, but it's fine. It's just like playing on a regular stage that we would probably normally play on, but then you've got all their bells and whistles behind you, and as Joseph said, you just feel really inferior.
Oh, so you guys didn't get any fireworks or anything like that? Any little crackers?
No. I was sparklers. Thinking of just buying my own fireworks from Chinatown, but no, there's no.
Okay, great. Yeah. Maybe caught them. Well, last weekend too, you guys played Soundscape Festival in Tassie, and Triple J ran a little competition to allow people to go backstage with you out on the pier and have a bit of a fish.
Did you catch anything?
There was a lot of the same type of fish. I think a few of us caught the same fish, or Johnny caught the same fish twice, apparently.
Oh, really? How could you tell?
Well, he says it's got a ripped lip, and he got the same one. And I caught a couple of the fish that looked exactly the same. It was like one specific species just
flatheads
hanging around.
Got some flatties.
Yeah, that's just nice. Small ones. So.
Well, Shanara's from Brisbane. She was on holidays in Tassie, and she's on the line now. Morning, Shanara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, very well. You're one of those competition winners. You got to go fishing with these guys.
Yes, I did.
How was your experience? Did you enjoy fishing with Temper Trap?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Didn't pay much attention to the fishing. I didn't catch anything.
Oh, yeah, man. You were standing next to me and I didn't catch anything. I was the bad luck charm.
I think we were probably talking too much. Didn't worry about the rod.
Yeah, exactly.
The float was going under all the time. You were just gas bagging.
It's supposed to be peaceful, isn't it? Fishing, you're supposed to just chill out and just...
That's true, but we had thoughts. Johnny the fish whisperer down the other end catching all the fish.
Didn't he get a bit injured, though?
Yeah, he got... one of the fish had like a sharp scale or something in it.
Sharp scale?
I don't know.
His fin.
He started bleeding and an ambulance crew came down.
That's a little bit of an
flashing lights and everything.
Yeah.
It was funny, actually. Yeah.
Cool. Have you had a fun time, Shanara, at the festival?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And ended up getting up the front for the Temper Trap set as well. So that was just amazing. Topped off a great night.
Oh, beautiful.
You managed to catch a great live show in the end, which is
Absolutely.
Shanara. Thank you very much for having a chat to us.
Kiss the game back. All right, thanks, Shanara. Cheers. Have a nice Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We needed Toby in here for the drums on that particular one. But, gentlemen, it's a bit of a stripped back version here for the original, for Like a Virgin this morning. What will you be playing?
Trembling Hands.
Big tune from a big record indeed, up for a couple of awards, the Arias next week. Beautiful. Really looking forward to seeing what you guys can do. That. No strangers to the Like a Virgin studio. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Treading the ground. Like familiar, I remember the park where I buried my head so deep in my hands. All around me was dark. This here city is for the lonely ones. You won't find no angels selling maps of the lost. For two. took one to realize when dreaming's this hard, it's not meant to come true. So throw me a line, somebody out there help me. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. Throw me a line, pray that I'm coming to win you.
For your Friday morning, that is the temperature.
Fireworks, oh yeah, fireworks.
And, with fireworks there. doing their original tune, Trembling Hands. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Beautiful three parts. Love it.
Oh, lovely. All right, after 8 o'clock, we got to get a cover out of you guys too. Can we get a clue? It's Oz Music Month. We're excited there might be something Australian involved in this. Can we get a bit of a clue, Dougie, as to what
you
were getting?
Right, okay, so it's an Australian band, and the clue is... What's the clue?
Don't panic. We are going to play one. So.
Okay, that's good.
Oh,
we'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so that's what we'll say.
Like Joseph that. Referencing their touring mates as well in the clue. Very nicely done. We'll be finding out.
I wasn't actually, but
yeah, more will be, you were. Will be you were.
There we go.
After the 8 o'clock news, which is right now.
How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about.
Like
what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over.
Got two songs for you.
Alright now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Version on Triple J.
And we've got the temper trap for Like a Version this morning. Yay. Dougie, Joseph and Lorenzo now joined by Toby and Johnny as well.
Morning everyone. Ooh. Hey, welcome back to the studio. Excited to have you guys here. One of the biggest bands in the country, surely. With a massive year, we had... the Coldplay tour, the grand final, the one night stand. You were there at the one night stand. You were hanging out. It was all good. And you got the Aries next week. That's exciting. It's a crazy year for you guys, Dougie. Are you exhausted?
Not yet.
We just love it. You live for it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We actually haven't been touring as hard as we did on the last album.
The first record, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a bit of time off here and there. It's good. It's good.
What percentage of the way through this cycle are we at the moment?
Sadly, it's kind of...
I would say almost 80%. 80%.
Still
another 20% to go.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
And what will happen at the end? Will you get back in the studio?
Yes, probably, yeah. Yeah, which is good. And then do it all over again. Need an excuse to tour. Otherwise, people are just like, oh, man, come on. Just stop.
Fair enough. Well, you're about to play a cover. We had the clue before. Don't panic. You're going to play one. I was worried that you weren't. So yep.
Not panicking anymore. No, sir. No,
certainly
panic
not. Before
here.
I get to it, though, can I ask you, maybe Joseph, what does the name Peleus mean to you?
Peleus?
Peleus.
Peleus.
Is it a character from Hercules?
Yes. Yeah. Zena the warrior princess.
And Lucy Lawless is here today. Explain. We were just very tickled to find out that you were involved in this series.
Who told you
all.
That?
We found out.
Johnny
Birdie.
Johnny David.
Little New Zealand birdie.
Public
whatever.
Knowledge, man.
Yeah.
you played. Well, how do you pronounce the name again? Sorry.
Peleus. You know, I wouldn't have remembered that was a name, but it was just when you said it, I was just like, what?
I thought it was a Greek word for like being pale or something. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, well, or redhead, I believe.
Was it, you were in Xena as a young child holding a wooden sword and.
Yeah, Xena was just an extra role, but I was in a couple of the Hercules movies, which was...
Best mates with Kevin Sorbo.
Oh,
yeah.
You were Kev.
Yeah. What was your character? You were the son of the half...
Son of a half goat man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We don't need to play the song anymore.
Yeah,
that was it.
That's the highlight.
Were you quarter goat man? What was your...
No, I had no goat.
No goat.
No goat. Goat skips a generation.
Here, no goat. Rubbo, no goat chopper.
Oh, you didn't take it. All right. Well, you've taken the piss out of him enough, everyone. We're good. All right, great. Well, let's get some live music on your radio. The cover, the clue was given. We're not going to panic. You are going to do something. It's an Australian cover, which is really exciting for us. Music Month. Australian band doing an Australian cover. What are we doing, boys? What are we doing, Lorenzo?
We're doing Don't Fight It by The Panics.
Oh, see The Panics.
Don't Panic. Yeah. I see.
See, there you go. We gave it away in the
fantastic song. Have you been a fan of these guys for a while?
Yeah. I mean, this album kind of came out when we were still kind of getting there, writing our records. So, yeah, it was a big record for them. That was great.
Big record, yeah. Big song too.
Winner of the J Award for Aussie Album of the Year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, for The Cruel Guards by The Panics. We've got the J Awards this afternoon on the Doctor Show, so that would be very exciting indeed. But here we go for you this morning for Triple J's Like a Version. This is The Temper Trap doing Don't Fight It.
I have no other way. There is a price to pay for what the man will say, that I was a million miles away. A promise full of steam, you take no vacant dream to persuade me to believe. I think just don't fight it, don't fight it, don't fight it. If you don't know what it is, if you don't know what it is. Forgot every one of the faces and tried to navigate a broken path through which I may have helped create any incident. This is never no accident. Stand alone, let the silence make itself at home. Oh, give it up. No study tricks, no quick fix can undo it. Always this, don't fight it, don't fight it.
Jay, that is Temper Trap doing like a version covering the Panics, Don't Fight It, from their cracking record, which won the Jay Award a couple of years ago, Cruel Guards. Amazing, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries.
Amazing instrumentation there. Joseph on the little keyboard, as was Toby with a bit of a drum pad there, and Johnny playing a tablet computer with an orchestra little program on there. It's quite incredible. You have to go to triplej.net.au to check out the video of it and see exactly what was going on there.
The half man, half goat on the keys. Just amazing. You gotta
playing
watch
with
that.
My
shouldn't you be playing a pan flute or something?
Hey, good luck next week, guys. You're at the Arias. You're nominated for Album of the Year, Best Group, and Best Rock Album. Have you got speeches prepared? Surely
no.
Come on.
Oh, Joseph's going to play the pan flute.
Oh, he's going to play the pan flute live on stage. Amazing. You'll be performing there as well as potentially winning some cool awards and stuff. And then you're back touring about the place for Future Music Festival 2013 as well. Thanks so much, guys. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Do you want to hear the pan flute?
I would love to hear the pan flute.
Let's end on a high note. Yeah. See you guys. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
This was a Triple J Live Music podcast. Hit up the Triple J Live Music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!